From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. President Obama continues to lobby senators to support a nuclear weapons treaty with Russia. The administration predicts the PAC will win the 67 Senate votes needed for approval before the end of the lame duck session. But as senators debate and it continues this hour, NPR's Paul Brown reports vocal opposition continues.
Florida Republican George Lemieux says on the Senate floor that he doesn't understand why the START II treaty addresses long-range nuclear weapons, but not shorter-range weapons.
It would be as if we were going to enter into a treaty about guns. And we had a big negotiation in a treaty where we talked about long arms, about shotguns and rifles, but we failed to talk about pistols.
Lemieux and some others say that at the very least there should be language in START II requiring negotiations on those shorter-range nuclear weapons. Democrats say the START II treaty doesn't preclude those talks, and some Republicans, including Richard Lugar of Indiana, join Democrats saying the U.S. needs the treaty now and it should pass. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
The two senators from New York are predicting Congress will approve a bill that provides more health care benefits to 9/11 first responders before it adjourns. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg says it's Congress's job. Details from NPR's Jim Ciroli.
The bill would allocate more than $6 billion to treat some of the medical problems suffered by police and firefighters who worked at Ground Zero in the days after the attack. Mayor Bloomberg appeared at City Hall, surrounded by officials from across the region, to plead with Congress to approve the bill.
Caring for the men and women who rushed to our defense on that dark day and in the days that followed is nothing less than a national duty. America is too great a country to shirk this duty.
Republicans blocked the bill from coming up for a vote earlier this month, but New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says changes have been made in the legislation, and she thinks it will pass if it comes up for another vote this week. Jim Ciroli, NPR News, New York.
In Britain, police have arrested 12 suspects on charges of plotting to carry out terrorist attacks. The arrests were made in three cities in early morning raids. Intelligence officials haven't released many details, saying only that today's raids were carried out because of urgent security concerns, and they're just the beginning of a large-scale anti-terror operation. North Korea has backed away from its threat to strike South Korea in retaliation for Seoul's military drills today on an island near the two countries' disputed maritime border. Last month, North Korea shelled the island after South Korea conducted similar exercises. Four people were killed. Pyongyang is calling the latest drills a reckless provocation, but says it won't attack because the live fire exercises struck farther away from North Korean shores. Just before the close on Wall Street, the Dow was down 15 points. This is NPR News. The journal Pediatrics reports nearly a million children in the U.S. live in areas where there are no pediatricians or family doctors that specialize in treating young people. The study finds there are enough pediatricians in the country to treat all children, but they're concentrated in more affluent areas. Pope Benedict says the Catholic Church must reexamine its message and practices because of shockingly widespread sex abuse of children by priests. He made the comments during his annual speech to cardinals and bishops at the Vatican. As NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports from Rome, the Pope said the Church must learn from the scandal.
The Pope said abuse revelations in 2010 reached an unimaginable dimension, requiring the Church to accept this humiliation as a call for renewal. We must ask ourselves, he said, what we can do to repair as much as possible the injustices that took place and what went wrong in our message that allowed such a thing to occur. While he acknowledged the particular gravity of the sin committed by priests and the Church's corresponding responsibility, he said the crimes have to be looked at in today's context. The underlying ideology of rampant excess stemmed from the 1970s when Benedict asserted pedophilia was theorized as something in keeping with man and even with the child. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
This is the busiest day of the year for the U.S. Postal Service. Postmaster General Patrick Donahoe says there's still a little more time to mail cards and gifts.
If customers get their cards and packages by Tuesday, December 21st, we'll get them delivered by Christmas.
More than 800 million pieces of mail will be delivered today. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington. Support